be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Saint John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of the Gospel wipe away our sins.
Dear friends, I happened to meet a youngster yesterday, a youth rather, and honestly and sincerely you're sharing with me is life. Father, he says, I'm a youngster, but I love my prayer life, and I'm very much committed in the church. In whatever way I can give myself, commit myself to church activities, I'm always there to render my service. I love my prayer life, I'm always there at the service of the church, attending mass, helping out the parish priest. He says, Father, a few months ago, as I was busy with my studies, I neglected my prayer life. I cut down my church activities. And he says, something strange started happening in my life. I started to feel doing things contrary which I was doing before. I felt somebody telling me, run away and do something goes against the love of God, which goes against chastity. I was quite frightened, he says. I was in fear. But then realize, it's because of my neglecting my prayer life, I have neglected not going to the church, the mass. The devil is tempting me to do contrary things, to go against the love of God. He says, once again, I sincerely started working my prayer life, going for mass. He says, now I have realized the will of God in my life is that I need to grow in my prayer life. Dear brothers and sisters, the very basis of our spiritual life is, I would say, I doing God's will. I doing God's will. And the basic catechism we learned, I am to know God, I am to love God, and I am to serve God. The more I know who God is for me, the more I will love Him. The more I know God is for me, I love Him, the more I'll be at His service. But there's always there something which always hinders us in doing the will of God, always blocks us to know God, to love God and serve God, and that is sin. Sin, so diverting me to raise my heart and mind to God, brings me more and more closer to myself. To know my very own self, to love my very own self and serve my very own self. Sin blocks me. Sin puts me in complete darkness. Sin makes me very, very weak. But is it the end? Not at all. What is the solution for then? To know what is the will of God for me in my life. The only solution, my dear brothers and sisters, is my prayer life. Prayer is only the solution. And I feel I'm trapped in sin. Prayer alone can set me free from sin and once again do the will of God in my life. Because through prayer, two wonderful things happen in my life. As I said, sin darkens my life. Sin makes me weak. But through prayer, two wonderful things happen in my life. Through prayer, God penetrates His divine light into me. And through a divine light, God shuns away all the darkness of my life. And through the divine light, I'm once again able to see the will of God in my life. The divine light enables me to see the will of God in my life. Secondly, through prayer, God fills me with His grace. Sin makes me weak, but the grace of God strengthens me, lifts me up to once again to do the will of God in my life. Prayer helps me to see the will of God. Prayer helps me to do the will of God in my life. Prayer is the only solution to know who is God for me, to love God and to serve God. That's what beautifully we are reflecting today on the theme, Word of God and the Sacraments nourishes prayer. To reflect on this theme, let's reflect on two basic points. How the Word of God enables me to pray. Secondly, how the sacraments, especially the sacrament of Eucharist, adds to the Word of God. First and foremost, prayer helps me to grow in relationship with God. Prayer helps me to grow in the image and likeness of Christ. So to say, prayer brings about a transformation in my life. Prayer is basically a relationship between me and my God. And as St. Teresa of Avila says, a relationship between a friend. Let me put it this way. A relationship. Fire and iron. What does the fire do? What does the fire do? Fire always transforms, is it not? You put a paper in the fire, the paper transforms into fire. When you touch an iron, what do you feel? The iron is always hard and very, very cold, is it not? Yes or no? Say my relation, my prayer, God, we can compare to the fire and I to the iron. God always transforms. And I, left all by myself, I become like this iron. Very cold and very hard. And the coldness symbolizes no love in me. And that hardness symbolizes no compassion in me. I, left all by myself, be a person of no love, a person of no compassion. When you go to a blacksmith, what does he do? He puts that iron in the fire. You have a disfigured iron. It puts an iron in the fire. Slowly and slowly the iron becomes hot, becomes soft, and the blacksmith keeps on hammering it and gives a proper shape to that iron. Is it not? Same way in our life too. When I know my weakness, my frailties, my temptations, yet I know prayer is the only solution. I need to constantly, in faith, total self-surrender, in patience, put myself in the hands of God, who is the fire. Believing in faith that He will transform me. He will help me to be more and more unto Him. Prayer, as I said, is a relationship growing more and more in the likeness or image of Jesus Christ. And to grow in this image and likeness of Jesus Christ, I should know the very life of Jesus Christ. And where can we find the very life of Jesus Christ? It's in the Gospels. And to know who Christ is for me Every day I need to read the word of God in my life. And once I start reading the word of God, my very lifestyle become the very lifestyle of Jesus Christ. I'll be transformed, very likeness of Jesus Christ, very image of Jesus Christ. That will bring about tremendous transformation in my life. And today's gospel passage we read from John. The word of God has a pruning effect. Word of God prunes me. Once I know how to transform my life, I accept all my frailties, my weaknesses. The grace of God, God will prune away all those weaknesses. He'll fill me with His grace. He'll fill me with His strength and transform me. And we read in Hebrew chapter 4, Word of God is alive and active. So to say, Word of God pierces me, the love of God. God pierces His love into me. So to say, through my prayer life, once I read the Word of God, each and every heartbeat of mine will beat for the love of God. Each and every heartbeat of mine will start beating for the love of God. God's love has purified me. God's love has transformed me. And also we read in the parable of the sower. The sower went on sowing the seed, but fell on the good soil, bore more and more fruits. So to say, once I begin to grow in my prayer life, I will automatically bear fruits. And these fruits are, I will grow in my virtues. As St. Teresa would say, the authenticity of prayer life will be seen by three virtues, that is, love of neighbor, charity, detachment, and humility. We will grow to be more and more charitable. We'll be growing more and more in detachment, and much more we'll be growing the virtue of humility. And the first reading of today, Deuteronomy, it tells us to keep on reading the word of God, and still more tells, instill the word of God in your children. So to say, the duty of each one of us is to teach our children, our youngsters, to pray. But we give a lot of other things, priorities to our children, and we find they are lost because these values are not instilled. The word of God is not instilled to our lives of our children. Secondly, the word of God alone is not sufficient. The church gives a sacrament, especially the sacrament of the Eucharist, a supplement, you can say, of the word of God, helping us to grow in our prayer life. Scott Henn, a convert, beautifully gives an example. If you go to a restaurant, what do we take? First, the menu, is it not? And once you take the menu, we see all the beautiful things that we see in the menu, and automatically our mouth starts to water. But he says, the menu itself is not sufficient. We require the food to satisfy that appetite. So to say, word of God alone is not sufficient. We require the food, that is the Eucharist. The Eucharist can totally transform us, because we are always the bond of sin, and Christ, the Son of God, took flesh and blood to take away the sin from us. Scar of sin always remains in us. Only the blood of Christ, the flesh of Christ, can take away, transform us, and purify us from all our weaknesses and of all our sinful nature. So to say, the importance of the Eucharist is very important in our life. And these two important elements in our prayer life, Word of God and the Eucharist, will transform our life. And I'll become more and more a person of love, more and more a person of compassion. And the world of today does not require intellects. I require intellect, priest of intelligence, a religious of intelligence. Rather, in the Pope today calls each one of us to be persons down to earth. Persons of love, persons of compassion, much more persons of humility. And as we and this Navina preparing ourselves for the feast of infant Jesus, let's pray for our very own self, that we may give importance to the word of God, reading the word of God every day in my personal life, in our family life, in our communities, giving importance to sacrament, all the sacraments, especially the sacrament of Eucharist, coming for the Mass, participating in the Mass, and celebrating joyously in the sacraments. then automatically our life will be transformed, and you will see our prayer life will bear fruits, that all of us will grow in the virtues, especially the virtue of charity, detachment, and humility. Let's pray for this grace as we participate in Christmas celebration. Amen.